This is GQDN for Tuesday, August 5th, 2025. Brought to you today by Audible. Go get your free credit. audibletrial.com/GQ25 by swiftenergy.gg. Go get those delicious, delicious drink mixes. Put in the promo code Quest. Get 25% off your purchase. By the way, go get Questworthy. It's good. Really good. Yes, yes. By patreon.com/thegroupquest and by stackup.org. In today's news, we got some sales going on. We got some things going to Nintendo Switch. And we'll find more about that because of an announcement. Why? Because, according to Polygon.com, Nintendo is going to have an Indie World Showcase on Thursday, August 7th, 9 a.m. Pacific Time. And the broadcast will have about 15 minutes of new announcements and updates on the indie games coming to both Nintendo Switch and Switch 2. That'll be on both YouTube and Twitch. Now, what games could be going to Indie World? Well, Polygon thinks it's going to be Hades 2 and Hollow Knight Silksong. Because right now there is no announcement to what is going to be in the showcase. Just an announcement of the showcase itself. So, we shall see what goes on. More games announced for Switch 2. And Quake 3 might be there. According to WCCF Tech, Quake 3, the Arena Remaster, might be in the works. Now, that game is going to be worked on by Night Dive Studios. And that was spotted by some of the people on the subreddit, because Orbs did say something about it. Now, Orbs is one of the bots that's available in Quake 3 Arena for offline play. So Night Dive might be coming with Quake 3. We shall see. The arena might be open. Now, EA is working on some announced games, which is based on the Disney IP. Pure Xbox did say that, because they're looking at the Star Wars franchise, of course, it's EA, and the Dead Space team is looking at Iron Man, the game, as well. Now, the EA Entertainment Laura Milley did talk to Variety, and they did talk about the company's work with Disney. And Laura did do some name drops that went with the Star Wars Jedi sequel and the Iron Man game. And she did mention that the team has a few other ones that has not yet been announced. So what could they be? Could it be a Black Panther game? Possible. Or could it be something else? That is what we do not know. Once we do know it, we will let you know. But we do know, via IGN.com, EA Sports did visit some of the FC26 developers just to test their internet connections. Well, they looked at FC25 online, and it did show the changes where you could encounter the input delay. And that went with a fraction of a second between pressing the button or trying to make the shot, which you tried to perform. And that could be the difference between a win and a loss. And that went with not just the Twitch frames rate or the EA football simulation being performed by the characters that was feeling responsive just to be playing on the field. And the developer was investigating all of it. And they did put a big time amount of research into solving the concern among the team community ahead of FC26's launch. Senior producer Sam Rivera talked to IGN. Quote, "We really needed to understand the root of the problem. We worked with pro players. We gathered data from players all around the world to try to understand the issues, but we didn't want to only listen to the feedback. We wanted to experience input delay ourselves. So we traveled to Europe to meet up with pro players at their esports studios. We actually met with content creators at their homes, and we learned a lot." So through the research, EA did discover that the issues had a lot of problems, both player and developer, at the end of the pipeline. On the player side, there were things that you could do to minimize the chances of input delay. It may seem, well, it could be obvious to some, but but the internet via Ethernet cable was much more stable than Wi-Fi. Further quote, if you plan Wi-Fi, you can have jitter and packet loss, which can create a very delayed experience. We know that more than 50% of FC players are playing on Wi-Fi, so we recommended that connecting via Ethernet if possible. And then things like TV settings, if you're playing outside the game code on a normal TV, you can get anywhere between 20 to over 100 milliseconds delaying your experience, regardless of your connection, regardless of the game, just because of the TV. So there's a lot of things going into the equation, but are the causes of delay when you're playing high quality, good connection, or when you're playing offline. So a good hardline connection is apparently better than Wi-Fi, according to EA. Okay, well, we know about EA, don't we? According to rockpapershotgun.com, the Stop Killing Games, the EU petition is now closed. So that's what they're saying, is that Stop Destroying Video Games Citizen Initiative petition asking the EU lawmakers to look into the issue of publishers is now closed. But with the number of signatures, it does look pretty good that they got more than enough signatures. So we shall see what happens with that. Now, the YouTuber Ross Scott did become the loudest voice that was publishing the worldwide push for the action consumer when it comes to the server shutdowns. So that does happen. So the initiative right now is full speed ahead. We'll keep you apprised of what happened. Well, My Nintendo News says that there might be a 40th anniversary for Super Mario Brothers. There might be. We shall see. Well, that was via John Skinny of NeoGAF on the Discord. And he did say that Nintendo will be releasing a new Super Mario Brothers collection in the celebration of the franchise's 40th anniversary. Rumor mill. Yep, we're already there. So we shall see if that happens. And if it does happen, how much will it cost? Are we curious? Okay, we got some equipment to get to. PC Gamer does have a couple of things. So is Games Radar. And that would be the first ever CPU with 192 megabytes of an L3 cache on a desktop PC. And that's what G11 EdDog did say on X. Quote, new Granite Ridge CPU on the way. 8C, 16T, 120 watts, 96 megabytes, L3 cache. 16C, 32T, 120 watts, 192 megabytes, L3 cache. 192 megabytes. Over $2,000, possibly. But they also said that there's a Radeon RX 9060, which is a non-XT with fewer cores, and AMD is at the entry level along the lines of less is more. So, if that be the case, we shall see what happens with it. Right now, there's no sell price for the thing, except for one. The 9060 XT 8GB right now is a $300 price. We'll see what happens. Games Radar said that the brand new 4TB PlayStation 5 SSD is available as well, and that will have 4TB of storage. And right now, that 4TB system is at Costco for $225, and it's only for the US, so not for anyone else. So we'll see what happens with that. But if you can't go 4TB, how about just go 1TB with a Samsung gaming SSD? Right now, that's at $75. It's a Samsung 990 Evo Plus. So if you want a 1TB thing, there you go. Let's get to some good stuff. Turtle Girls launches August 25th. And that'll be up on Steam for $10. Dengen Entertainment is releasing the game. So $10 for a game up on your Steam account. But what about Switch? Might see this one tomorrow. Stormlancers has been announced to go to Nintendo Switch this fall via NintendoEverything.com. And Seth Thompson, formerly of Blizzard Entertainment, did help make the game. So we'll see what happens. Oh, we got an Xbox. There's a sale. There's a sale. 200 games added to the Xbox sales. And that includes Aliens, Firesteam, Elite, Assassin's Creed Valhalla. In fact, a lot of Assassin's Creed. One Piece Odyssey, Star Wars Outlaws Deluxe Edition, The Quarry is down 85% sale, and that's just some of them. Sales last until August 12th. Almost said October. It's August.
Duh.
Oh, Microsoft also did announce some Game Pass stuff as well. Rain World, Cloud Console and PC, Citizen Sleeper 2, Star Wars Victor, only on X and S. Same with Lonely Mountain Snow Riders, Mech Warrior 5 Clans, and Orcs Must Die Death Trap. Keep in mind, that's August 5th and 6th. Assassin's Creed Mirage, Cloud Console and PC, Aliens Fighters Team Elite, Cloud Console and PC, both on August 7th, and Nine Kings will be coming to your Game Pass on July 15th, which means it's already there. Anthem, Farming Simulator 22, and Persona 3 Reload is leaving Game Pass on July 15th. So if you want those games, you better get them now. Or actually, they're already gone now. No. Yeah, they're already gone now. But if you want the new ones, they'll be coming. Some of them today. Rainworld's today. This has been a Dawnforge production, 2025. All rights are reserved. We'll see you tomorrow for more gaming news. So until then, go play some video games, people.